So for investors who want to come and invest in Limbe, for example, are there any incentives for them? And will their investments be protected, traditionally speaking? Because without the traditional input, nothing will happen in spite of the backing from other stakeholders.
Yeah, I agree with you. But let me start by saying that the first incentive that the government has given is that investors who are coming to these areas have a form of tax exoneration. Mm. Now, traditionally speaking, yes, it is very important. By the time you step your feet into somebody's land, there is absolute need for you to get the blessings, the traditional blessings, the acceptance. Whether you like it or not, I don't know how much the Western world would take it, but you know, the ancestors and the blessings of the ancestors. Mm-hmm. And so we have most business concerns. When they come down, they always stop at the palace, mm-hmm, and announce their presence. They might bring one or two gifts. We don't ask them anything, mm-hmm, and they ask for the blessings of the king, believing that the king is the link between the living and the dead. Right. We have to do that communication. We cannot run away from it. I'm African and to the core.
So, what about women empowerment? Because usually Africans are a patrilineal society. Some people say women are left to the background. However, activists will say once you empower women, you empower the entire, you know, community, empower the entire country, for example. So, as a traditional leader, how do you empower women in your kingdom, and by extension, what their influence can be across Cameroon and further on?
Yeah, thank you very much. That is very important. It is true that we don't want to discriminate, but every other experience has shown that the women are more serious, are more determined in sustaining their families than the male folk. But nevertheless, we try to do a balance. But most times, you will find the women who always come for assistance. And the little that you drop for them, you find them multiplying it, despite the fact that they have to take care of their children, themselves, and most times their husbands. So we find more pleasure in assisting the women who come around. So far, we have been doing a lot of giving out a lot of assistance to the widows of part of the town, born at the Combo widows. And what the little that we have been able to give them, they have been able to multiply. And so they always come back and say, this is what you gave us, this is what we have done with. And at the end of the year, they share out the spoils, the profits, or whatever they make from their local business. So it encourages us, and it makes us to recommend them to other organizations that might need to assist them. And so we are really working on that, and we think we are succeeding.
Mm. I'm sure you've heard of this across Africa, where there are chieftaincy disputes. Lands are sold to more than one person that usually often end up in conflict and violence and all that. For those who are engaged in that, what can they learn from your kingdom? And are there lessons that you can teach others to ensure there's peace? Because usually the youth are drawn into this, and there's violence as a result of that. What can people learn from the Limbe kingdom?
In all sincerity, it's a problem. And by the time a few of us stand out to talk against that practice, they see you like, oh, you are not for their interest, or you are because you are up there. And they fail to understand that the only gift that God gave you and that truly belongs to you is the soil that you live on, whether you're farming on it, whether you're staying in it, whether you have houses on it. So we try as much as possible to make them believe that they can do more exploits on the land rather than selling out to people who are ready to buy at all times.